You have been chosen to keep the balance on the island of Tenmar. Go to thedungeonrats.com to deliver monsters, plot twists, or magic items to our shores and valor in our hearts. For it is your fate to join us on the Council of Guardians. You begin to walk to the Ironborn District. This part of the kingdom is wealthy, as it is where most of the miners live. They tend to have a bit more than others simply by the nature of their job. It is excusable, after all. They spend their lives in caves. They do deserve some comforts when they return home, right? You know that that is at least the prevailing thought in the kingdom and why it's okay for them to have a little bit more. You walk by several nice homes, a few shops, and then you see it. 1433 Shimmer Lane Way. This is one of the biggest homes you have ever seen. Usually, the people of Torin are much more modest than this, as they keep their wealth to themselves and within their family. It's not something one normally shows off. Anyway, you think this as you walk up to the large stairwell that leads to the front door.
How, just logistically, are we still feeling the effects, or are we kind of coming down, or...
Are we, like, in it?
No, you're high as balls.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
I mean, it's been 20 minutes.
Yeah. Craig.
That stuff, especially when you eat it, it comes and goes in waves.
You had an edible. It's gonna be, like, 6 hours.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Craig is...
It's the rest of the adventure.
Craig is kind of, gently, kind of, his shoulders are shaking as he's sobbing and going, I should have never not stopped being a miner. I should have kept that job. Me and Tuff would have lived in a mansion.
Oh, and Zipper comes and just, like, wraps her wings around him. It's comforting, but she's also trying to get him to walk up the stairs, so she doesn't understand that he's, like, stiff. And so she's like, her, like, little foot is trying to catch the stair.
Squeege is super paranoid. He's, like, looking over his shoulder. He's just like, what'd I ask for a full dragon scale? What's this guy's problem? What's he looking at?
Did he take the full dragon scale?
No.
I was like, is he dead?
No. That's way too much for him to take. He just took a hit, but he's, like, feeling it. He's getting really paranoid, especially because he has so much drugs on him and he's in a rich part of town. He's just like... What is that guy? Keep walking, buddy. I don't even know what you're looking at.
Yeah, you've got like a baby Bjorn's worth of drugs.
I think we should do it. I feel like we should walk around the block one more time just to make sure we're not being tailed.
Gentle, like, assesses all three of them and goes, Squeege, can I give you an important job?
Okay, yeah, but I really should get back to, you know, being the lookout here.
That's what I want you to do. Okay. I want you to be the lookout.
No, then I'm already on it.
Yes, I need you to stay right here and keep an eye on things.
Maybe that's what they expect from me.
Squeege, this is of utmost importance. Can you look at me for a moment?
Yeah. Well, oh, hey, what's up?
Yeah. I need you to look around in this area. Don't leave this area. I need you to keep an eye out and tell me what you see.
I'll tell you what I see unless someone comes by, and then I got to take them out.
Craig, Zipper.
Duh.
Can you two do me an important favor and guard Squeege while he is lookout?
Yes.
Unless they're in on it. Are you guys in on it?
In on what?
Craig is slowly turning himself into a large boulder. He's just kind of curling up on top of the doorstep.
All of us are different types of high, and it's my favorite. You're like paranoid, you are emotional, I'm like body high. It's amazing.
Cool. Well, this has been a good talk. And Gentle normally would have, like, a lot more fun with this, but is still kind of dying.
Definitely dying.
For sure dying. Faster than normal. And so they just kind of nod to themselves and, like, go up the stairs and knock on the door, ring a bell or whatever.
Yeah, there's a big knocker on a large, ornate door.
I'm knocking on that knocker.
All right, so it's just you going up to the door.
Apparently, yes.
I'm going by the door.
Yeah. Squeege is going
okay,
in for
so
sure.
So you follow her to the door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They.
Yeah, he's carrying a crap ton of drugs. He cannot be on the street right now.
Okay, so the
Gentle was trying to get them all to stay, so I'm glad that they all just, like, little duck lane followed. Yeah.
So I'm picturing it. Gentle is at the door, and then behind them are the three others, the rest of the party, kind of facing different directions as they knock on the door. With a heavy knock, the door opens. And you see a beautiful woman answer. She smiles and says, "You must be my guest. I'm Alia."
"And I am delighted to meet you. But most people call me Gentle."
"Gentle, a pleasure to meet you. Please come in."
"Hold on, Alia, real quick. Yeah. What's the password?" "The password."
"Password? Yeah. I don't remember creating a password."
"Oh, and that is the password you pass. Yes, let us enter."
"How do you know the password?" "How do you know that there's no password for the password?"
"Squeege."
"You're all suspect."
"Okay."
"I don't remember the last time I've eaten. I think I'm starving. No, I am starving."
"You are dying, sir. Please come inside. Come inside and I'll make you something to eat. I'm sure we will be all okay."
Gentle just ushers them in at this point.
So you walk into this giant mansion and you walk into this big greeting room. In the middle of it, there is this highly decorative furniture. Think like that fancy stuff from the Victorian era, right?
Ooh.
Yeah, everything is lined in a little bit of gold. Everything is handcrafted and detailed. It's a gorgeous place. She points to a couple of chairs and says, "Please sit down."
"Okay," and Zipper eyes that chair. She puts her wing on that chair. She takes a step back. She puts one foot on the chair. She rolls on the chair. She's on the chair.
Alia just nods.
"Is there enough room? Is it like a love seat chair? Is it just like a single chair?"
"Which one? The one?"
"The one that Zipper's on."
"Oh, can it be big enough for both of us, please?"
"Yeah, it's a love seat."
"Thanks."
"Just barely big enough for both of us."
"I hope that you try whether it's big enough or not."
Craig kind of tries to nestle in right next to Zipper.
Roll acrobatics.
Oh boy. 21.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Surprisingly graceful.
After Craig met Alia and what she said, he feels more comforted. Like his emotions are starting, his colors aren't pulsating as much anymore. They're more going around that blue aura that is his kind of usual. He seems to be kind of satiated after she kind of spoke to him very gently and seemed to know what she was doing, and he's just kind of sitting there eyeing her, hopefully.
What are you two doing?
Squeege is looking around the room, trying to get a feel for this woman. Can I roll insight? So she's super rich, right?
Clearly.
Yeah. I want to make sure that she kind of is who she says she is, I guess.
Okay. I don't know if you'll get that from insight, but you'll see a little bit more about her intention.
Okay, cool. Ooh, that's not good. 12.
She seems very confident, self-assured, proud.
Yeah. And she knew before we got there what we were coming there for?
Yeah, Cypress did send a note.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so Gentle is, once they've seen that their friends are more or less, like, seated somewhere, mm-hmm. Gentle just smiles at Elliot again. So, did our friend Cypress tell you what we were here for?
As I understand it, you have the Ashen Plague.
Yes, it is very unfortunate. We are guards here. We serve the kingdom.
Protect the kingdom.
We do, and yesterday.
Such an honorable deed.
They got it because they were trying to protect me.
And I do it again.
Ugh. Oh, noble. You are upstanding citizens, and Torin is lucky to have people like you.
Thank you.
Weeping.
This is very kind of you. Cypress said that you might perhaps have, I believe,
the
lion's
mane.
Yes.
Yes, lion's mane. I do have some, and I can give it to you.
What do you need in return? There's, I got, and Zipper's going through her stuff.
Hold on. Look around. I don't need things.
Yeah.
She smiles.
Our new friend Cypress said you might perhaps need a favor of some kind.
Cypress knows me well. Mm. I do need a favor. If you agree to the favor, I'll give you the lion's mane now in good faith. I just expect you to follow through.
We can't kill anyone.
Or make anyone fall in love with you.
Yeah.
We can't do either of those things.
You can't ask for more favors.
I knew it.
I couldn't remember what the third one was.
Gentle takes one of Alia's hands in their hand and puts their other hand on top and goes, but we are also aware we would not need to have to try to make someone fall in love with you.
Roll a charisma.
Charisma.
That is a non-natural 20.
Oh, very nice. She smirks a little bit, and you see a flushness of red come across her face, but quickly go away. She says, I know I don't have a problem finding suitors. It's keeping them around.
It's hard for me to believe.
Oh, I dispose of them before they dispose of me.
That is much easier to believe.
Craig's face goes slack, and he just goes, you kill them?
Yeah.
No, of course not.
You throw them in the dumpster.
Oh. The life of a guard has put you all on guard.
Also, this lollipop I ate.
What? You had lush flower?
I think so.
Cypress is very generous once he saw our situation. My apologies for my friends.
If you agree, I can give you the lion's mane now. But I understand if you'd like to pass, you can always go and find it somewhere else. I just do need things, favors. Lion's mane is not easy to come by.
Of course. You just have to but ask.
Yeah, what's your favor? I'll do it. Whatever it is.
Don't say that.
I'll do it.
Oh, no.
I'm in charge. With me.
I gave my sister something. Something that she was supposed to give back. She never did.
Oh, okay.
And it's awkward because she either needs to pay me for it or return it, and she's refusing to do either. And I'm her sister. I don't want to go knocking on her door making demands. I was hoping perhaps the guards could.
Say no more. We're breaking her legs.
No.
I'm sold. We could do this.
I mean, I hate to say it, but if you can get me back that gemstone.
Gemstone.
We'll be square with the lion's mane.
What kind of gem? I know a lot of gems. Lapis lazuli, pearls, rubies, sapphires, emeralds.
It's a red ruby.
Okay.
Alex and I just looked at each other like, this guy knows a lot about gems.
Lucas.
What was the first one you opened with?
Lapis lazuli.
Whoa.
It's blue.
All of my knowledge about gemstones are from the Del Toro Quest books that I read when I was in middle school.
Oh, see, all of the ones you mentioned at first were on Steven Universe, so I thought you were just naming Steven Universe characters.
So do you agree?
She'll give this back to us?
Sure hope she does.
Yeah, sure hope she does too. Wink. Am I right? Any means necessary,
we can
right?
creep into her home at the dead of night, the witching hour.
Lucky for us, it is the dead of night.
Excellent.
Oh, man, we've been here a long time.
Our ship started at night.
Oh, it does, yep. Oh, that's yeah. true. That's a true thing.
I forget that every session. And then it comes up, and I mentally go, oh, yeah.
So this lion's mane that you'll be giving us, do we need to prepare it or do we just munch on it and then we're fine?
Yeah.
She claps her hands and out walks a butler of sorts. They have in their hands, and this is a very well-dressed individual as well. They have in their hands, sitting on a tray, several small plates. On two of the plates are what looks like a small fungus. On the rest of the plates are chocolate. They lay them down on the coffee table and says, those two are the lion's mane, and the rest, enjoy.
Oh, thank you. And I go for the chocolate.
No.
No.
Alia slaps her hand. No. Oh, no.
No.
The lion's mane is for you.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Wait.
Chocolate
we
later.
Agreed to do this then?
Uh-huh. Yes.
I can get the gym. It is no problem.
Yeah, you're very... Especially when you're feeling better, you'll be... This is your gig.
Yes, I have no problem agreeing to this favor.
I don't see an issue with it.
Yeah, I mean, everything seems on the up and up, but everything seems a little bit too, you know, perfect. You're not a cop, are you? Because you got to tell me if you're a cop.
No, that's
you,
us. We are the cops.
You legally have
we
to...
are, it, that is us.
Oh,
that
my
is,
God.
We're the cops.
We're the cops. We're dirty cops.
No,
guys, we're dirty cops.
Wait, why are we dirty?
Guys, we're totally dirty cops.
I'm
it's
not
like,
dirty.
It's just like training day.
Wait, can we just take a shower and then we'll be clean cops again?
We have several days of training. What day are you talking about?
Oh, man. Guys, We are Breaking Bad right now.
What's that?
Oh, it's this horrible show that no one saw. Squeech is all about this.
Yeah, film. I'm all okay. about yeah. it. I'm...
So you're all in agreement?
Yes. Oh, cool. Then Gentle's going to take Lion's mane.
Craig takes the other one.
Can we toast? Like our little funguses? Ding.
Do they tink?
No, Gentle said that out loud.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Gentle literally went, tink.
And Squeech is just like, it's so weird the way she does that every time she eats something.
They...
tink.
You pop the lion's mane into your mouth. You suddenly feel extremely nauseous. The world around you becomes dark. It's like you're blind. Are you dying? Did she poison you?
Oh, this seems worse. This is worse.
I want the lollipop.
Oh, I would regret everything.
And that feeling leaves you in an instant. And you feel like you just woke up from a long rest.
Oh, awesome.
And you have been cured of the Ashen Plague.
Cool.
You can feel your form starting to come back to you. Your hair regrows in front of everybody, those patches that were falling out, and returns to their normal color.
Oh, thank God.
I'm imagining the transformation scene in Beauty and the Beast. Just like golden light.
Are our max hit points back up, or do we have to take a long rest for those to come back?
You're back.
Okay.
Cool.
Does it feel like a long rest for everything?
Yes.
Great.
Zipper is like watching this, and she's like licking her chocolate, and then she... eats it.
Tastes like really good chocolate.
Heck yeah.
Squeege is taking the chocolate and are we coming down?
Yeah, you're riding a wave.
Okay.
Yeah,
so maybe he's at
you're
the low.
Into it now. It's not the come up anymore.
Okay.
Zipper is nuzzling you. Whatever you're doing, just know that Zipper is like nuzzling you.
Squeege is starting to get like a little serious because we did not ask any specifics about this job at all.
Nope.
So he starts asking questions. So how hard is it to get into this your sister's place?
Well, lucky for us, she's not staying in a place right now. She's at the old warehouse.
Wait, why?
Why does your sister live in a warehouse? And her beak kind of pokes Squeege.
Hey, what?
I live in a glade. Warehouse is a step up, honestly.
It's an old weapons factory. I don't know. She's always been into an alternative lifestyle.
Weapons?
That sounds like you.
What?
Alternative lifestyle?
Don't say it like that, though.
You're alt, right?
Yeah, don't. No, I'm not alt, right? Hold on. Hold on, Craig. Do you mean this entire time you think I'm alt?
You're old, right?
Stop saying that. Don't say it like that, though.
Say what?
I don't even know what that means.
You don't want... You probably remember.
I mean, you were pretty cranky at the first few times.
That's not how we define them, though.
No?
I meant your alternative, right?
Ah, yeah.
Like you're in one of those
alt-right
bands. Alt bands.
No, not an alt band. That's like, you know... punching squashes.
What? Is that sport?
I can't think of any other ones.
Swirl, lamb.
Swirl lamb? Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, yeah.
All I can think of is like slime doll.
Yeah. Or like a
mound garden.
for a brief moment, I was really into Sneezer. I don't know if you guys are.
That's pretty good.
Which Sneezer. All the Sneezer albums rule. I don't care what Saturday Night Live
The first
does.
Three are pretty good, but.
Yeah, they lose it after a while.
Yeah.
My lady.
Yes.
I am in your debt. I would love nothing more than to get this gym back for you. If there is perhaps, I don't know, any information that would be more useful to us in making this happen for all parties involved to be happier, now would be a good time to share it.
Yeah, roll persuasion.
You didn't even ask me to roll. I'm so excited. I'm like, I don't want to persuade
people.
It.
Well, I was going to... It's better if you roll, because I can give you more.
18.
Well, as I mentioned, she lives in... alternative, not punk, lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And she stays in this old axe factory.
That seems pretty punk, but go on.
It does seem pretty punk, doesn't it? Maybe I just don't know the difference.
No, I'm sure you're perfect. Continue.
Oh, that's sweet. She is not there alone either. She has a couple of acquaintances who like to stay with her. And they've occupied this place as if it were a proper home. But it's not. It's simply a roof over her head. I worry about her, to be completely honest, and I'm afraid she might do something with my gemstone.
I read a book one time about someone who used to steal gemstones. It was called Carla Santiago. They couldn't find her.
No one ever knew which kingdom she was in.
Oh, is it like that?
No, not at all.
Oh.
I really thought I was onto something.
No,
truly.
I don't understand. No, we know where she is.
Yes, no, it is not like the makeup show that they did after it, where in Tarmen is Tarmen San Diego.
San Diego, yeah.
Tarmen San Diego.
Where in the world is
Tarmen San Diego?
You are concerned she will do something with your gem? And do you mean the magical thing?
To herself.
Is your gem magic?
Maybe.
That's a good question.
Yeah, like harmful magic? Wait, to herself. Does that mean transfiguration magic? Is she going to turn herself into something?
Roll persuasion.
Natural 20.
Ooh.
Alia says, I don't know if she'll so much turn herself into something, but I'm afraid of what she might create. I mean, all magic is dangerous.
Yeah.
It just depends on who yields it.
We have a bad track record with it.
You do? What happened?
Well, not me in particular, but everybody here, kind of. That's all I'm willing to say.
Great. Well, good.
Well, you have
a
deal.
I like a quiet man.
Thank you.
How long has she had your gem for?
I lent it to her for a period of time.
What period of time would that be?
Well, just until she got back on her feet.
But was she off of her feet in, like, I don't know, a month ago?
Yeah, I think it was a little longer than that, even. Maybe 3 months ago?
So you lent it to her for a specific reason? Or just to... Well, I mean, if you lent it for her to help her get her off her feet... Wait, on her feet. then... then wouldn't she have sold it to, like, then, you know, have her feet back? I don't understand the whole feet thing.
I don't either.
Is it me or did Craig say feet so many times?
I am very confused. Just please get my gemstone back.
She's in the warehouse. She has other people with her who will probably not be interested in giving up this gem.
Would assume.
I do not mean to be brash, but I want to be clear. Are we breaking her legs or are we trying to not break her legs?
I would prefer if you didn't harm my sister.
Okay, that's going to cost extra.
Deal has already been made.
Oh, yeah, and I thought we were talking about any means necessary, no?
No, I think this is fine.
Okay.
I would prefer not to break anybody's legs.
We are no longer dying. Like, maybe we could do this.
I feel pretty good now.
You guys look great.
You guys want to go do this now, or you want to do it, like, next week?
I want to do this now, like a bright sunny day or something like that.
Okay, right now. It seems
everywhere. Right now.
The captain told us we should be bonding tonight.
I'm fucking hyped.
He's just, like, pounding his chest.
Now that my rocks are back, I feel good.
Well, I hope you can return it tonight. Oh, that would be splendid.
We will do our best for you, lady.
Thank you.
So, suppose we will be off.
Yeah, so, yeah, we kind of teeter out.
Goodbye.
I guess we will see ourselves out.
Oh, yeah. Here, go walk them out. And the butler comes and walks you to that front door.
What are the chocolates?
Pretty good.
They're pretty good.
It tastes like chocolate.
Yeah.
Ours tasted horrible.
Yeah, it looked really bad.
It was disgusting.
Yeah, but you look better.
They look so good.
I think the ends justified the means.
It tasted like death, but frankly, I'm fine with that since I no longer feel like it.
Describe the taste of death to me, please.
Sour?
Ugh.
Like Sour Patch Kids.
No, much worse.
Have you ever taken, like, a rabbit that you killed a while ago and you put under the ground to keep it, you know, safe? And then you went back, but you forgot about it for like a week.
Ugh.
And then you went back and you pulled it out and you hadn't had a rabbit in a while because you were starving.
Uh-huh.
And then you cook it because you think it'll be fine. And then you cook it and then it falls into the fire while you're cooking it and then you bite into it. It kind of tasted like that.
That particular situation I have not experienced.
No, but one time I ate an apple that was on a roof. So I feel like those are the same.
Did it rain before?
No, it was just like in the gutter part.
Oh, so it was wet.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah.
Guys, we should ask what this gem looked like.
It was a ruby.
Oh, it was a ruby? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, how big?
Ruby sized?
Ruby sized? Yep. They only come one size. Yep.
We didn't ask.
Okay.
Are we still in the house?
You're walking down the street. Is how
that's how I imagined it too.
As you continue down the street, you approach a dilapidated old building. The windows are boarded up and the place looks completely abandoned, but this is where Allah sent you. The gate in front is open permanently because the door has fallen off its hinges.
So do we all agree this is probably a trap?
Probably.
Zipper slowly puts on her mask because she thinks it makes her brave and more stealthy. She puts it on and she crouches and walks forward.
Wait.
What?
I feel like Gentle maybe should lead this one. I've never stolen anything.
Oh, I do it all the time.
Right, I know. So I feel like you might be able to coordinate a little bit.
Yeah, coordinate. And Zipper's still walking forward.
Just so you know, I can't be quiet.
Oh, I... This is shocking news that you are sharing with me.
I want to roll an investigation as we walk up.
Okay.
12.
You look around the building, and through the broken windows and open door, you can hear the sounds of conversation. You can't make out the words from where you are, but you can definitely hear that there's somebody inside.
I just remembered, if you want, I can cast a spell to make us even more quiet.
Whoa.
That would be good. Does anyone have the ability to test for magic? To see if there is anything here?
Nope.
No.
I can search for some traps. You guys want me to look for some traps?
If one of you dies, I could bring you back to life.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, then why did we should have just died and then not had to have done this?
I would need a lot of diamonds.
Oh, I don't have any of those.
Yeah, I don't have any diamonds either.
Just so you know, if I do cast this, you all have to be within 30 feet of me. So we can't really split up and still be sneaky. Just so you know.
Waddle's up next to you.
Okay.
What are you doing?
If we want to go in and be more stealthy, I can cast a spell to make us more quiet.
Gotcha. I'm going to cast Find Traps.
As you cast the spell, you see in that main doorway, your eye darts down and you see a thin, almost invisible wire.
Ooh, good call. Oh, I don't see it.
No, I don't. I'm pointing right at it. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to wait for my reveal. I'm just showing you guys right now. Oh, it's this wire thing.
Good call.
Do you think I could use thieves' tools to be able to take it apart?
You try to dismantle it. Mm-hmm.
So what is a wire? Is it like cut your neck wire?
No, it's more
a
like
trip wire.
Trip wire. Yeah, okay. It's low to the ground.
Cool. Can I roll an investigation and see if I see where it leads or what it would do?
Yes.
If it was trip. Ooh, not good. 8.
It's hard to tell. You start like peeking your head, trying to see around the door, and you definitely see it's hooked up to a bell of some kind.
Can I try to take it apart with my thieves' tools?
You can.
What, do we want to go up to the door? You want me to cast the spell?
Maybe there's a back way.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. If we... Because, I mean, I trust you, but what if something happens and it goes off? Do we want to see if there's another door that leads in before we go in this one?
Sure.
Or a window.
Or a window.
There are windows that you could try to enter through
are
as well.
Are all of them like on like a second story or are they... Are
yeah, they're all
them...
elevated. Okay. It would be one of those situations, the way I'm picturing it, because it's like an old warehouse, mm-hmm. is like everybody would be able to get in with a boost, but the last person remaining would have a hard time getting in. Maybe Gentle would have the easiest time going last, but Gentle would have a hard time
lifting
Craig.
I have awesome acrobatics, guys.
It would be easy to lift into the window.
Hey, whoa, yeah.
My acrobatics are pretty good, too. We could also, I mean, that would be thieves' tools, right, to take it apart?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I can do that.
Okay.
All right.
Do it.
But, I mean, if we do go in through a window, let's say I lift all of you up there, you get in, fine. And then if something bad happens inside, if it's already bad, I can just bust through the door if it's just a little bell that's going to go off and warn them anyway.
Yeah.
And I can just wait out here. And then bust through the door if something does go wrong.
Or we can tie a string to it and then walk to the back and then pull the string and they'll go to the front, but we'll be in the back.
Do you have a string?
No.
Oh. That's a good plan, but I don't have a string
I can take
either.
The thread off my cape, though. But it's already tatted up.
And you're holding weed in it. I mean, lush flower.
Wait, what did you call it? Weed. And that's how weed was invented.
Am I tall enough that I could, like, use acrobatics to get up to that one of the windows?
Yes.
Cool. Then I'm going to do that while they're discussing whether they have string or weed or whatever so that I can, like, peek in
okay.
and see what's going on inside.
Great. Roll acrobatics.
That is a 21.
21? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you scale up the wall as they're having this conversation about string and weed.
Maybe like a little flashier than I would have normally because yeah. I feel better now yeah, that I'm not exactly. dying.
You're showing off. You yeah. like groom yourself a little bit on the way up.
Yeah. I purr.
Yeah. You get to the window frame and you peek in and you see this, again, dilapidated interior of the warehouse. You see in certain places, it's like the ground has collapsed. But in the very middle, you see a couple of couches, like they've been pulled together around a small flame. Roll investigation.
11.
You see sitting there in the warehouse a half-elf woman. She's laid back on the couch, and you see she's even playing with this red ruby in her hand. She's kind of just twirling it around. And then you see sitting on the ground four other male humans, and they're sitting there, and two of them seem to be playing a game of cards.
Do they look like, I don't know, muscly?
Yes.
They look muscly?
They look muscly.
Cool. Can I tell if they have weapons? Or like obvious weapons?
You'd assume, based on the armor that they're wearing, that they...
So they are in armor, got it.
Yeah, they're in leather armor. So not like the heaviest thing, but they are definitely have themselves protected.
Can I see, is there anything on the walls or other rooms besides this main area?
It's the main thing you see because it's dark, and yeah. you can see that area because it's illuminated
by the flame. I do have dark
vision
because I'm a cat.
Oh, that's right. I mean, you see parts of various weaponry laying around, but it's all old. Like, nothing is new and shiny. Everything looks like it's been discarded and left there for a long period of time.
Okay, cool. Then, once I've seen all this, I jump back down from the window to tell everybody what I saw.
Oh, I was just about to lift them up to follow you.
Then when I jump down, I want to, like, land in your arms. Because you're, like, right underneath the window.
Excellent.
And I set them down.
There, I see a woman who is almost definitely our sister. She is holding that gem up. She has other... There are men there. They're in the center. I don't know. It seems strange.
Maybe it would be best to get you all up there and you can, like, go around the back and attack them. And then when I hear that, I bust through the front door and they surprise them.
You really want to do that?
I really want to kick the door down really bad.
I'm excited for you. I want this to happen.
They seem like they are probably waiting for someone to come attack.
Because they wouldn't expect two angles.
Nah, I just want to discuss this a bit before we do it. Because she is literally holding this gem that she stole. So she didn't steal it. She was lent it to her. But she's like holding it up very visibly. It seems like bait.
We said that we would get the gem, so we have to get the gem. But if she drops it somehow, I could get it from far away.
Oh, with your hand of mage.
Uh-huh.
Guys, yeah.
Let's do it.
Wait, what?
What?
I wasn't going
to
say that.
Oh, like, and Zipper's, like, crouched down. Like, she is, like, trying to get into that warehouse.
Guys.
Yeah.
I have an idea.
What's your idea?
And he takes off his messenger bag cape, and he's like, let's smoke him out. Smoke him up, smoke him out.
Wait, didn't you just spend a lot of money on that?
Yeah, but I'd rather just not get hurt and just get these guys a little bit, you know, and then we, you know, waltz in there.
Well, it's a pretty big area. I don't think the smoke would.
I mean,
fill
if they inhale
up,
a little
right?
bit, yeah, definitely. Dude, I bought a dragon scale.
And
okay?
Zipper's like vibrating because she likes this idea so much.
A dragon scale, okay?
Okay. Do I get to kick the door down?
You need to chill out with the door, okay?
Listen, if we manage to somehow do all of this without any doors getting kicked down, you can kick it on the way out.
Yeah,
I promise
true.
You.
Deal.
I'll buy you an extra door.
Yes.
Really?
That you can just kick down whenever
I've never
you want.
Had a door before, so I really want to kick one down.
There's so many things that are sad when you talk sometimes, Craig.
We will do the equivalent of a pub crawl, but we will let you just kick down doors
yeah,
in the city.
Yeah, you just have all of them.
Oh, boy.
Yes, let us get them high.
Whoa, okay, yeah, get them high.
That's what you were suggesting,
oh,
yes?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How do we light it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we got to have something.
Oh,
right?
I have Sacred Flame. I can just light them up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it works, right? I'm like part fire.
I'm fire. It's
I'm fire.
Probably it would be best if we lift you up to one of these windows so you can throw it down to the center.
Yeah, smoke bomb them.
Different angles. Are there different windows? I feel like just like put it in like at different places.
Yeah, because what if you throw it in the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
And it's kind of on fire. And what if somebody just puts it out?
Yeah. Different angles.
But if there's a lot of little ones.
That's true.
Do we have an ability to waft it?
My wings!
maybe this is better plan. We stay on ground, we find area that is wall. There's a hole in wall. We light it outside, then you use your wings to waft it in. That way they will not see how much smoke is getting in there until they breathe some.
Let's do it.
And she crouches again.
You can smoke this? I thought you ate it.
Craig, you can smoke anything.
Right on.
That's not... All right, I'm down for whatever you
want.
Yeah,
let's
do
it. These guys are going down in a blaze of glory.
All right.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. All right. So we're going to find a hole and do it. Or are we going to
We'll find a bunch of little...
Are we splitting it up to have...
I think so.
If we do that, how do we waft all of it? Because she's only got two wings.
I
guess we can use
We'll throw through windows. We'll just throw a bunch. We'll each take two. How about each of us take two, and then we just light it and start throwing them in?
I'm down with that.
Okay. Let's do it.
How about we throw the first one in, and then we have the other one, and we waft that one in.
Nah, let's just do all of them at once. They'll never be able to do all of them. They'll never be able to move all of them.
They'll never be able to put
six of them out. You're right.
Yeah, let's do it.
No, eight.
So we do it.
Remember, we're not supposed to break her legs.
We're just going to get a
or
real high.
Yes.
That's Serena, not Zipper. Zipper doesn't know what's happening.
Yeah, let's fucking do it.
Let's do it.
So I'm going to say it's easy enough for you to light these things on fire.
Okay.
What I'm going to need rolls for are your throws.
Okay.
So both throws, because you're throwing eight total. And I'm going to need con saving throws to see if you get it in your face if you get high as well.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm already high.
Wait, so two rolls?
Three rolls.
Okay.
Two for tossing, one for con.
And the tossing is what modifier with that? Dex?
Dex, yes.
Ooh, good.
Ooh.
I rolled two 13s.
5 and 15.
One is a nat 20, and then the other is 17.
So I got a nat 20, a 13, and a 6.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't do the con thing.
So 6 is the con?
Say 6 is my con.
What were yours again?
It's 5 and 15.
Okay. So any throw underneath a 10 hits the window frame and just falls at your feet.
I think you were the only one.
Yeah.
I
was the only one. And then the con save.
Oh, I'll do my
con. Are the nat 20 ones particularly impressive?
Yes. They land right next to the people playing Compendium.
Yes.
Oh, man. I wish Squeege knew they were playing.
Yeah.
Oh, my con is a 7.
All right. So who had cons under 10?
I did.
You are high as hell again.
Hold on,
you in a big rush. I will say, if you were to attack, you are going to have disadvantage.
Okay.
They have the same effect. I just rolled cons for them.
Do you need tugs when you talk? Like, why? Can you try to talk without your tugs?
You talk without It's pretty amazing.
Wow.
I think we need to roll for initiative.
Initiative, yeah.
20.
Nice.
That was my best roll so far.
Not 20, so 27.
Who has the higher dex?
You had nat 20, though.
Yeah, I have a nat 20.
Yeah, mine was modified.
Okay.
So mine's 27.
What was yours?
18.
Walla had a 16. Walla's the sister. And the bandits had a 1, so they're going to go last.
How many did you say? Was it 3?
Buff men. There's 4, yeah. They'll go as a group last.
What'd you get, Zipper?
I got a 18 as well.
Oh, wow. We all rolled really well.
All right. First up is Gentle.
Okay, so I'm assuming I can peek in through whatever hole. No, I probably climbed up to that window again to throw mine. So I perched on the inside of one of the windows.
And they're all just going, still in their positions. That's all they've had time to do. They've just reacted to these things landing, and the smoke is like starting to waft to their faces.
What distance is it from the window to these couches in the center?
Let's call it max, 120. Max throwing distance.
I feel like I need, like, little tiny glasses to be adjusting, because that's always what it looks like when I'm, you know, like, teeny tiny spectacles, like, oh, let me examine this. How far can I jump? Probably kind of far, right?
Yeah, pretty far. I think Tabaxi have a jumping ability, don't they? I'll give you a 30-foot jump. I can jump.
Yeah.
From that window?
Yeah, I want to Batman down at them.
Oh, but you're not above them, so you can't do that stalker thing.
Not right above, like, right. Batman, right.
Yeah.
But I want to, like, Batman style, like,
jump
down
to
this.
Jump and lunge at him.
Yeah.
Right? Great. Which you can do if you, what's your speed?
It is 30.
Yeah, so you're still in a dash, not going to get all the way up to them.
Can use feline agility.
Right.
So that doubles my speed.
Yeah.
I think I want to jump down using feline agility to, like, get into a close enough position to use my crossbow on one of the men.
All right, go for it. So you can easily get within range to use your crossbow, and you can aim it at one of the four bandits, or men. I keep calling them bandits because that's the thing I'm referencing in the MM. two of them look confused, very into their own hands at the moment. the other two look perfectly normal.
Okay, I want to do one of the ones who looks very confused because I want to do a sneak attack.
Yeah, you can. Roll the hit.
I'm going to use a luck point. Okay. I want to hit something. Okay, that is 17.
17 is a hit.
Cool.
Roll damage.
So that is...
And it's your sneak attack, so you get to add that bonus.
Yeah, baby. Okay, so 1d8... 6 plus 4. So 10 plus an extra 3d6 for sneak attack.
Yep.
That is 2 plus 3 plus 3, which is 8. So that's 18.
Yeah, so this poor man is very much dead. So how does where does this arrow land?
Oh, yeah. So gentle, like, leaps from this window and does, like, a somersault in the air to land in a crouch, like, already holding their crossbow. Because they're just doing... They're feeling so great about not being dead and, like, not dying anymore that they're getting super fancy. So they, like, roll into a crouch with their crossbow and then lift it up and just, like, shoot them straight in the eyes.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, right between the eyes.
Yep. And they fall to the ground. Who's next?
Next is Squeege.
I want to jump into one of the windows also.
Okay.
It's fun.
Yeah.
What do I roll? Acrobatics?
Acrobatics.
20.
Yeah, so with grace that has yet to be seen,
okay,
you go
yeah.
through that window.
Here I go. Okay. Because he's a little giggly right now. Okay, yeah. So I drop down from the window.
Yep. And now you are inside of the warehouse.
Can I see the person that Gentle described, the sister that she
described? Oh, absolutely. Because they're still on the couch. And they've just turned their attention and a little like, you know, but that's all the time they've had.
Do they still have the gem?
Yeah,
man?
In their hand.
Okay. Squeege zeroes in and casts Command, and he commands them to drop it.
Okay.
You have to make a saving... 15, wisdom.
Let's roleplay it.
Yeah, so Squeege is like, okay, here I go. And he jumps in, and the second he lands, he's looking right at the sister, and he casts Command. He just goes, drop it!
He's also
drop
very
it.
He's scared.
The sister locks eyes with you, holds the thing out, and drops it directly on the ground. As the ruby falls to the ground, it hits the floor and cracks open. It shatters into a bunch of little pieces, and from it emerges a giant flame elemental.
Squeege!
Oh, no. I mean, he didn't know.
That was a, that's a very smart move.
That was,
that was brilliant,
though.
Man. It was. It was smart.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Dungeon Rats. Want to see our session stream live? Go to twitch.tv/thedungeonrats and catch our next broadcast. Do you want behind-the-scenes action, bonus adventures, access to the stream archives, or maybe you even want to play with us? Please head on over to patreon.com/thedungeonrats. Any amount of support you can send the cast and crew goes a long way to keeping the show going. The Dungeon Rats is produced and edited by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna. Gentle is played by Alex Richmond. Craig is Lucas Cousins. Zipper is Serena Marie. Squeege is Carlos Luna. And the DM is Patrick O'Rourke. Hey, that's me. Well, thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Island of Tenmar.